Hello there, Gia.
Hi, Keisha. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, same to you. Same to
Thanks.
you.
The fireworks are already going here.
Yeah. So no gig for you guys tonight, though, huh?
No, we had an afternoon thing. It was quite nice, really.
Yeah,
Got
that's good.
a free plate of food, and my
Okay.
nutrition has been so poor for a good while.
Yeah.
Just I'm topping it off. I topped it off just now with
Yeah.
some ramen noodles.
Atta
Atta girl,
girl. Sure.
yeah.
I've been getting into the smoothies lately.
With are you loading them up with kale or something to?
Well, actually, yeah, I got these bags of frozen stuff, and one of them has little shredded bits of kale in it. And
Okay, well, there you go. That's good.
throw them in the blender. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who knows at this point, really?
Really? I know. I'm sure kale is
It's so
terrible for us.
confusing. It's so confusing. Okay, on the 4th of July topic, I just saw a funny meme. And
Okay.
do we get in trouble for telling a meme? That's not like sharing a song, right?
I
Just
think
kind
it's okay.
of. Okay. So he said, kids, don't forget to put out a Budweiser and a rifle for Kid Rock, or he won't leave you any fireworks. That made me laugh. Anyway, okay.
Oh, good. Good stuff
Oh
to you.
boy.
Thanks.
Yeah. Sure.
I was thinking about Kid Rock recently too, and I don't feel good about that. Not at
Well,
all.
I heard some like the house music at the place we were at yesterday. It was playing on this loop, and there's this Kid Rock song. I'm pretty sure it's him. And it's just like, you know how they accuse the food industry of just loading up everything with salt and fat and
Yeah.
sugar to make it in. So he's got this song where it starts out and it sounds like Werewolves of London, and then it morphs into like Sweet Home Alabama,
Oh, geez.
and it's got one other sort of like trigger song that just and it's like. But then it's him like doing some nah, nah, we're smoking funny things and we were you know, and it's like Jesus H. Christ. It's just it's like cheating and I don't know. What is that dog whistle? Is that the phrase, you know, where you have like sort of code things that you put out there that your people will hear
I'm
and
not sure,
respond
Gia.
to?
Yeah,
I mean,
it does
it's a little
seem
more
like
bald than that, but
I see
I
what you're
don't know.
saying. Yeah. Just
So
sort
I
of
do.
like the easy kind of way to get people's attention and get them hooked.
Yeah. Without coming up with anything of your own and just and like conveying some like I'm a redneck message just off the bat. Although Werewolves of London, I don't know if I'd qualify
So
that
it's
as a
sort of
redneck
like anti-cultural appropriation.
Yeah, or something. I don't know what it is, but and then you find yourself kind of, you know, you're like, oh
You combine that with your romper, you
I
got
know. You
solid
have like a
gold.
beer and a half, and you're like, sing along with it, you know?
Just when I thought
Anyway.
you couldn't get more attractive, Gia.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Gia. Well,
we're not
speaking
here
of,
to talk about that, but that's just 4th of July
yeah, can
stuff.
I give a 4th of July shout out to
Oh, sure.
somebody?
Uncle
There,
Sam?
nope. I was at Home Depot, you know, as I'm wont to
Of course
do.
you were.
If you can't find me at home, chances are I'm either at Home
Home Depot and
Depot,
getting
Lowe's,
her
or the
done.
local hardware
Yeah.
store. Yeah. So I was trying to get her done at Home Depot, and I kind of tweaked my back a little bit, but
Oh,
I was trying to load a bunch of stuff, you know, into my small car, and there was a lovely young fella who was just about to pull out and leave in his car, and he saw me looking rather pathetic, and he got out of his car and helped me load like all this, you know, the backer board, you know, for walls and stuff, and loaded them into my car for me, which was very, very
Well, that's
nice.
very nice. He's probably telling the story right now on his podcast. I helped an elderly woman today.
And I was
so
she was just soft. There was not a muscle on her.
And she was so delusional. She thought she could actually use this stuff she was buying at Home Depot for some home improvement.
Oh gosh. His name
she
was
didn't have
Dre.
A partner with her. She didn't have her
She might have been an indigo girl, I'm not sure. It's hard to know when you see them alone, but
yeah, if you don't, yeah, anyway. Speaking of Lilith Fair material, and then we'll get on to General Hospital.
Okay.
There's a Sarah McLachlan song that in the eyes of the angels, which I've grown just
sounds
weary of.
Suspiciously like your Kid Rock.
Well, anyway, so somebody
now
posted
I'm doing it.
Somebody right. posted something where it's her singing that song with Brandi Carlile, uh-huh. and in spite of myself, I was like, "Oh God, I can't even," do you know. But then I clicked on it, and it was so lovely—the harmonies.
Yeah, I like a nice harmony.
I was transported, and I wanted to go adopt a lot of stray dogs or something.
Sure, you know, sure, been there. Yeah.
Yep. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, now I'm all done with the music commentary.
Okay, thanks. Thanks.
And FYI, you're just going to have to carry me on talking about Hospital because I watched, so I was out of town.
Yeah.
Unable to watch. So let's see, I missed, when was I gone? So I missed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but I watched Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, and I think there was only Monday and Wednesday. I don't think they had an episode on Tuesday.
And I'm assuming there was nothing today because it was a holiday, right?
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah, it was a rerun. But okay, so yeah, I tried to rewatch Monday and Wednesday, and then I watched Thursday and Friday.
So you'll be up on things, and I'll just like make sort of pithy comments about whatever you...
Yeah. As we've seen so far.
Yes. Yeah.
More of that sort of thing. Okay. All right, America's great.
And if you tell me something I don't know, I'll be like, "What?" You know, like because maybe I missed a lot of action.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I'll tell you this much, Gia. Marshall's back. I'm sure you saw that, right?
Marshall. Oh, I saw some conversation that made me almost physically ill. He's on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, my man. And I'm like, oh my God.
It was like cue central casting for a Hep Cat, you know.
Hep Cat, yeah.
It's like straight out of a Hep Cat script.
Oh, and do you think the actors when they see this are like, you know, can we play this a little more subtly, like a little, you know?
No.
And then they have to do that. Like it's like a bad play and it's so bad.
It was so bad, I know, and it seemed rather unnecessary, really.
And is it just to get TJ like on board with him or so? Like, why? I didn't understand what
there
what
was no
point
no,
was.
No good explanation, Gia. It was. Just,
yeah, he's got a new hat though, and it's small.
I think it's smaller, yes, than the previous hat. Maybe he's blackmailing the producers or something, you know, and that's why he continues to appear.
I'm thinking they're blackmailing him to make him do this.
They're all guilty.
Like,
of
you
something.
Had a fine career,
you know,
and now we're gonna tank it for you.
Yeah.
In this role.
Oh, God.
Well, so, I did see that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Curtis, with his little connections of his own, could have found, you know, somebody like the guy Marshall.
Right.
Was talking to.
Curtis continues like appears more and more like numb and stupid and out of it on a lot
helpless.
Of topics.
Yeah. And then like when TJ was telling Willow she was pregnant, I thought you're going to want to get a second opinion because I don't think TJ knows enough, you know?
Yeah, and what is TJ's field? Like, why is he just sort of, I don't know.
He's just like the guy who's there. He's the doctor who's there most of the time.
Yes, but so, okay. So what I missed was Willow must have collapsed somewhere.
Oh yeah, that's right. Willow collapsed at the Metro Court pool. And Sunny caught her as she was sort of fainting. And he was wearing, he was sporting that like blue jacket again.
Oh, that light blue jacket.
Yeah. And it, yeah.
That's his like cabana wear.
It's know? Such a cheap look, you know. It's like when a guy goes to a restaurant where a jacket is required. And
I remember that happening in my youth in the 70s.
Really? Yeah.
I think my brother had to put on a tie or something that they gave him, like at a pizza place. Like, I remember that. Like,
yeah. Well, Sonny looks like he should be at a pizza place, maybe. In that cheap jacket. But Willow collapsed, and supposedly, I guess, the being pregnant is the reason for all of her dizziness. And
yes, except we know that it happened months before she could have been pregnant.
Yeah,
so we don't believe that,
right? And I believe TJ was.
Well, I mean, we believe she's pregnant, but she's also got some problem. Right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And the baby, the baby, the fetus will need to be saved with some transfusion from Niner.
yeah that's probably right.
Yep.
So Willow's pregnant. I don't know, that's not right.
It's just gonna be some judgy, unappealing baby, Michael and Willow.
It's gonna make Wiley
babies can be very judgy.
They sure can. Yep. Wiley will develop some sort of an eating disorder or something.
Yep, early on, yeah. So, So, okay, so that... I thought Michael was a little underwhelmed seeming about the pregnancy initially. Like, he kind of... I don't know.
Yeah. It was almost like he was thinking, huh, this is a soap opera and you're pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best we could do, everyone. You know,
yeah, maybe everybody's just tired of the writing. Like,
you know. Yeah. Although the one thing that was funny when Willow was on the verge of collapse, she had like dark shadows like under and around her eyes. It was like
I did see some pictures people were talking about. She looked like she was like part of the Walking Dead cast.
Yeah, that was fun. You know.
Yeah, I look like that right now.
I do too. Yep. So
okay. So there's that. What else?
Well,
some more Cody crap or Cody. More
felt like just the parade of people we don't want to see or hear from.
And Sam is looking more and more just like girlfriendy. I'm a girlfriend.
And talking more and more like she doesn't have anything going on in her own world. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. They're turning her into something completely different. And. Just kind of empty-headed.
Yeah. And before, I guess before Thursday's and Friday's episodes, the important stuff that went on happened at the Quartermains. When Ned sided with Valentine and
right. So, well, I did see that initial episode. Yeah.
Yeah. And so now Ned is the head honcho guy, and Michael and what's his name, Drew, are very angry with him for siding with Valentine.
Yep. Okay.
And now the merger is dead. You know, the Aurora.
Charlie is going to have to be a chambermaid at her own hotel.
That's right. Or a whore. Just a whore.
Yep. Wow. I didn't take it down that road, but that would be interesting to see her.
Wouldn't that be fun? Kind of like following in Bobby's footsteps.
Hooking outside of Charlie's and.
Yeah.
Kelly's, you know.
Yep. That's right. Yeah.
Does Sonny know about this turn of events in Carly's finances?
Well,
or do we know if he knows?
He heard when Willow was on the verge of fainting. She said something about, you know, business, you know, something had happened, you know, and so Sonny was curious. But she didn't want to be the one to tell him, you know, she didn't want to like speak out of turn or anything. So I'm sure he has sources who could tell him what happened. And I guess it did hit the news, like when there was a picture of Ned shaking Valentine's hands and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe he put it all together. But I don't think he knew that Carly had, you know, put up her half of the Metro Court, you know.
Yeah.
To buy into Aurora.
Well, that
so
could be
interesting.
Carly hitting the skids, hard time for Carly.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was one thing that sort of, I mean, as much as it's not that interesting, at least it's a side of Carly we haven't seen
before. Right. Yeah. Have her be in a whole different circumstance. Yeah.
Yeah. And making a mistake like that, you know, because usually she's so savvy. Right.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah. So that could be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hope. Let's hope it is.
I keep seeing headlines that I don't click on them about Jason coming back, but I feel like
I know. I think
we haven't seen any real indication of that on the show. Not that we
know. And he's got another job now. So
does he? Okay. On another soap or something else?
Yeah, that spinoff from Days of Our Lives, which is like a pay. You have to pay to watch that channel, so it's not like a network.
Dirty channel of some kind.
Yeah, so I think it's porn. He's just doing porn now. That's how these rumors start.
Straight unvaccinated porn.
Let's start some rumors. Yeah. Who else do you want to talk about? Oh gosh, we have fun.
Okay, let's see. What else? There's a favorite scene I want to tell you before I forget about it.
Okay, go ahead.
And I don't even know when it happened, but I really loved seeing Spencer and Cam talking in the back room at Kelly's.
Uh-huh.
And Spencer's like telling his little plan to get Esme. And he's like just picking up food at Kelly's and eating it and dropping it on the floor.
Like
and,
a muffin or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like peeling this weird muffin and he drops a chunk of it and he doesn't even pick it up. You know, he just kind of looks at it and... Like, I love how he, like, the sort of privileged, spoiled boy thing. He just does it so well.
He really
does.
He's
kind of waving his arm around. And, like, if Cam, you know, if Cam dropped a bit of a muffin, he would pick it up.
He would. That's Cam. He was raised.
Because he's got a mother. Yeah.
Crumbs. Yeah. Yeah. Not raised by savages like Spencer.
Yeah. Yeah. So I really enjoyed that.
That was interesting. And when he's, you know, like admitted that he made the whole thing up, he just wanted to see if it would work. Like, oh, come on. Oh, no.
And it doesn't even make sense, any of it. Like,
it doesn't.
I mean, it makes sense in that we know that there's a storyline about Ryan being her father.
Right.
And Felicia being her mother. And so we know that storyline needs to get moving. And so that's what they're doing. But it doesn't make any sense in, like, how is that catching Esme to tell her who her parents are?
And he acted like she would willingly record her confession.
Yeah.
That was,
it's very convoluted.
If he had just screwed up his lines or something, but
no, they're probably, once again, they're probably like, fucking writers, it doesn't even make sense.
Why don't you just let us ad lib?
Yeah.
Better than this crap. I also, we don't know how much Esme knows and hasn't told him, like, you know,
right. There's information we don't know.
And, you know, she killed them. I mean, it's just,
well, awful. You mean you don't think Ryan's really her father? You think that's just some...
I don't know, Gia. I don't know. But I feel like, you know, nobody's going to be able to tell her something about her past that she doesn't already know, I don't think.
Well, she might not know who her mother is, for real.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you wouldn't believe anything Ryan told you.
No.
But if it really is Felicia, like, they're going to have to really do some tap dancing to figure out.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me to buy into.
Can there be money placed on this? Or
we're going to place a bet?
Well, it could be another time where I'm really right and you're really wrong. And there hasn't been any sort of material goods. Coming my way out of these.
Okay. All incidents. Right. What would you like to bet then, Gia? You can think about that and get back to me.
I'll think about it. It's got to be something pretty good, because that's a big one. Because that would be really something if they did that.
It seems so improbable to me. I'm going to take that bet, and I realize
I'm going to go out on a limb just because. I just want that to happen. I want to see what they do, what convoluted thing they do.
I know. I
mean, because he's been off the show a lot, you know, so there's all kinds of time that we don't know about.
Yeah, sure.
have to go back to their entanglement. But he's wily enough to do some sort of test tubey thing or something.
Yeah,
you know.
That's true, I guess. Yep. And maybe it happened at Crichton Clark.
Exactly. We're all evil science.
Maybe Victor knows all about it, you know.
Yeah, they could tie all that stuff up together. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, yeah, that would be interesting, I guess, to see them try to explain all that.
Okay.
And to watch us buy into it ultimately.
Yep.
That's what we do. That's who we are.
All right. What else do I need to know about?
Well, I was just going to say that in the last few days, they've trotted out so many people that I feel like we haven't seen lately, like Gladys, Brando, Sasha.
Oh, yeah.
Even Maxie, you know, it feels like we haven't seen much lately.
I don't like that they're going further down the road with the Sasha drug storyline.
Yeah, and that she would just take a pill that she doesn't even know what it is.
Well, I wouldn't put that past an addict. Like if you're, you know, I don't think you're asking, can I have that list of side effects?
is this a generic?
Now, I did take zinc and vitamin D today. Is this going to interact with
adverse? You haven't even asked for my list of prescriptions. What kind of a doctor are you?
And but once again, these deals where you get like four or five pills, like, you know, you're just going to be in the same position. You're going to take all those in one day. You know, can't they do better deals? But anyway, I just feel like, well, we've already gotten the mileage out of that storyline. Let's, you know. Not that, I mean, maybe it's realistic, because if you have a drug problem, you probably have it for a really long time.
Yeah, and there's, I mean, just in her situation, so many things could easily trigger, you know, some sort of like a tailspin reaction, you know.
I don't get why the public speaking thing seems weird, like, because she's going to be on QVC or whatever, and that's throwing her in a
tailspin. Well, it's also, she heard that Willow was pregnant, and you know.
Yeah, but then they also, like, they give her extra note cards.
Yeah. I thought she did a great job when she sort of exploded out as Maxie.
Yeah, that was good.
Sort of like, you know, that was a pretty convincing little.
Well, they were being obnoxious.
Yeah, they were. And they probably also know just how fragile she is. Everybody's just sort of acting like they need to kind of get on with it, you know, no matter whether she's fragile or not.
Yeah, but I just wish, I feel like there is something interesting there with Sasha and Brando and Gladys, but I feel like they could, I don't know, take it in another direction.
Right. It doesn't have to be like just the public spectacle thing.
Yeah,
It looks like it might be, or she'll just like collapse or something on TV, who knows? I think, you know, we were talking about the whole mental illness month and what maybe they were trying to do there, and I feel like they kind of
drug awareness month or something, or
maybe but it seems like they've just skirted, you know, they've kind of veered away from things that would actually sort of be meaningful and interesting, you know, like Sasha
in terms of the mental health awareness
I'm thinking like Elizabeth too, you know, like her, like,
oh yeah, they could have
all off camera, you know.
Much more. Like what's being done with Elizabeth to get her past this, other than letting that drug get out of her system? We're missing whatever counseling sessions or what are you doing in Ferncliff? Is she at Ferncliff or Shady Brook?
I forget, but it's a nice place.
Yeah, it's very nice. Quite nice. Lovely.
Everybody wants to go there. I do.
I stayed at a hotel this past week because I couldn't take anymore. I was like, oh, screw it. I'm leaving the family nest. I'm getting a hotel room for the night just for myself. And not a pricey hotel, but they had a bag of microwave popcorn in the little, like, you know.
Ooh, fancy.
And it was so nice. I know. I was like, oh, and it just made me feel special. And I was like, wow, it doesn't take much.
It really doesn't.
And I popped the popcorn and I found an old Deep Space Nine, and I was just...
Oh, of course you did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It takes me a while to figure out how to use TVs in these various places, but...
Yeah.
Why do they all have to be so different? I know I sound like an old person now, but...
Oh,
like when I used to sell coffee, you know, and you'd be like, would you like this roast or that roast? They're like, cranky old men, like, I just want coffee! Can I just have a cup of coffee? You know, it's like, now I'm there. Like,
I think I was always there too.
Yeah, well, you never drank coffee, so.
A little bit. Oh, my summer hack for coffee-like beverages, coffee-adjacent beverages. You take your international coffee. I like the vanilla blend. And you mix it like with a couple, like a container with a couple envelopes of cocoa mix. And then you can use that mixture.
In boiling water you're talking about? In boiling water?
No, you put enough hot water so that it dissolves a little bit, but then like very cold water. And it's a lovely cold beverage.
I like cold beverages. Wow. Okay. All interesting. Right.
Thanks.
And it's not all chalky and gritty. Like I would think you'd have that. Okay.
Yeah. Dissolves pretty nicely. Thank you.
Pretty good. A little whipped cream on top. And then.
Oh, that would be lovely. Yeah, sure.
And maybe a peppermint schnapps. Maybe. I'm going a different wintry direction now.
A little bit. Yeah. That would be fine too, Gia. Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds nice. Okay.
Yeah. But I was thinking also, like, you have Elizabeth and Sasha both basically like
very fragile at the moment.
Fragile and grief stricken. And, you know,
right.
I think I would like to see like sort of a parallel journey of those two women.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to see
maybe Sasha
what the
gets
work is.
Sent to the nice place too. And then they have some group therapy.
And they find each other. I could see them like kind of opening up to each other.
Yeah, I can't remember.
You know, Sasha would be quite a bit younger than Elizabeth, but
yeah, God, but Elizabeth seems so young, doesn't she?
She does still, yeah. But just as her character,
lovely, luminous.
Luminous, yeah. but yeah, I'd like to see everybody in a group therapy or something. Mm-hmm. Something they could be getting mileage out of that.
Those two women both have, I think, the potential to sort of take their characters in a fascinating direction if the writers would let them.
Yeah.
Instead,
oh, I know what else we have.
Cody.
Yeah. We had the scene with Scotty and Ava and Nicholas in the divorce paper, the silly divorce thing.
Yeah.
And Esme almost spilling the beans, kind of.
Yeah, like just jerking Nicholas around.
Yeah, which he deserves.
He deserves, yeah. Because when he's like, she's just toying with him. She's like a cat,
yeah,
little mouse around, you know?
He's like he's holding the lighter up to his, you know,
That's when you do think, wow, Nicholas, yeah, you really don't deserve to have your life continue as it has, you know, like,
yeah,
you could be losing something here.
It's gonna come out. But I enjoyed Scotty in that. He's been consistently satisfying for
and he's good with Ava. It's like when he's with Liesl, they have, you know, the chops to go back
and
we know they have like that sort of kind of a relationship friendship, you know.
Yeah, they almost had a little thing, right? They never really did.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
But they were kind of flirty with each other, I think.
Yep.
Okay, so that was kind of good.
Yeah.
So we got that shoe to drop at some point.
That shoe is going to drop, all right.
And
that'll
be a big breakup there with Ava and Nicholas.
So there was a nice sort of moment, I thought, when Ava handed the papers back to Scotty, and Nicholas had this expression that sort of fleeted across his face where it seemed like he was thinking that if they got divorced, then the whole Esme thing could be like left with that marriage and then they could start a new marriage, you know, like clean slate.
Right. Well, that's what he's. Yeah, I think.
Yeah. And it seemed like he saw that sketch snatched away, kind of, you know. That which
we were crucial. On a break.
yeah.
But they weren't really on a break.
Really, no.
Yeah, so I don't know. Oh, and there was a very painful scene, now it's coming back to me, with Esme and Rory at the pool.
Oh, Rory.
He was being all gross and, like, you know, chatting him up and both were holding their heads at uncomfortable angles.
Yeah, and it makes you uncomfortable too, doesn't it, watching that?
Yeah, like, how are they doing that? And so that was a gross scene.
Yeah, and do you think Rory is smart enough to
appear
play Esme? He thinks he is, but it's like, oh,
yeah,
these men, the girl, all think
the girls
so
seem
clever.
Smarter. The girls just seem smarter.
Yeah.
Yep. Trina comes up.
There's going to be a lot of DNA flying around that lab. I don't know who's going to wind up being whose child and whose parent.
Yep. Yep. So anyway, it looks like I didn't miss a hell of a lot this week in my off time.
No, I guess not. You missed a scene where Drew was like venting, you know, about the whole betrayal that he felt Ned, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, Drew, all right, let's back up. Okay. You were in prison for 2 years and all you could do, I guess, was scratch Scout's name into the wall. You know, before that, wasn't he like a Navy SEAL or something? I don't know.
Supposedly, yeah.
Yeah, yep. It seems like he was never like a businessman or, you know, never had
No,
anything.
And why they are shocked that Ned voted the other way. Ned never gave them any sort of firm assurance that he was going to vote with them.
He just looked at those two and said, these guys are douchebags.
Yeah, yeah. You
know? And he was right.
And they needed to get their comeuppance.
Their comeuppance, exactly, yeah.
That's a fun word, isn't it? Comeuppance.
Yes, we don't get to use that often enough, do we?
What's the etymology there?
I feel like it was...
Comeuppance. It's like three words.
Did Charles Dickens come up with that one?
It sounds like from that sort of era.
Yeah.
It's fancy. It's a little bit old-timey. Fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Old-timey.
Yeah.
But it probably has some interesting history. But,
yeah. Did you see Olivia's, I don't know if you got to see her dress that she was wearing during the whole family meeting. I think she changed by that. Yeah, she had like some like animal, like reptilian print on.
No, I guess I missed that. You liked or disliked it. I like it myself.
I know you do. The previous dress looked like maybe, my theory is it was made from recycled plastic.
Okay.
I don't know how we'll verify that, but that's my guess.
Like see-through kind of?
No, it just had what like made a weird, weird sort of plasticky kind of a feel to it.
Mm, all right.
I guess I can applaud that sort of effort.
Maybe, maybe it's recycling. Could have been a recycling.
Maybe. Made with like old bottles and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, I must have missed that, or it didn't register with me. I just want the pony to come back with it.
Yeah, we haven't enough. We had a hint of the pony because Leo, you missed that scene, didn't you? After the family meeting, Michael was out on the little porch at the Quartermain mansion, and he was talking, I think, to Dex. We also had a scene with Dex.
Oh, okay.
Which is another little douchebag that we don't need to see ever again, really,
lately.
You know?
There are a lot of them lately, yeah.
Yeah, so he was plotting against Sonny with Dex on the phone, and Leo came along and you know, kind of overheard enough that he raised a question, you know. And so then Michael tried to be nice to Leo, and they went to chop up some apples to give to the horse, but we didn't get to see the horse. Yeah.
We didn't get to see. I hope they're consistent with the horse. You know, I would hate for them to like just think we're stupid and put a different horse there the next time, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know they
that
do
would make
me like
furious.
That.
Yeah.
It would infuriate me.
I don't even think I remember the color of the horse.
It was a flea-bitten gray.
Oh, I was just leaving you that opening. You're welcome.
No, you weren't. You really don't remember it.
I feel like a fool now.
It was a nice white pony. It was a nice sort of, and I think it might be sedated. Speaking of drugs, I think that pony might have a drug problem. I think they might have given it a little something, something.
Oh dear. Keep I it hope calm. Not.
Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe they just look for really old, sedate ponies for these scenes.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's like an L.A. pony. It's just very laid back.
Laid back pony. Mm-hmm. Laid back pony. Well, anyway, okay. That'll be my next album.
Yeah, I was gonna say that would be a good title for something, Gia.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have anything else too interesting to say other than about like other TV shows.
And I think we're good.
You know, we could just start talking about other shows.
Yeah, I think we can just barely talk about this one, so maybe.
I did want to ask you, I mean, we could do this on our own time, but you recommended that show Orville?
The Orville, yeah.
Did you watch it, any of it yourself, or were you just recommending it?
I was just recommending it, although lately what things they've been saying about it have made me interested, but I haven't given it a chance lately.
What have they been saying?
Well, it's Seth MacFarlane is the creator.
Yeah.
He's funny. He's cute. And it seemed like he was going maybe in a different direction. Maybe they were going to try something new this time. Maybe a little.
Because I watched a little bit of the first one.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny. And I don't want funny.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe it's not going to be.
You know, that's what I'm not sure. Is it going to be like a mockery of Star Trek all the way through?
I don't think that's what they're setting out for that. But no, he's just funny. I don't think he can be anything but funny. So maybe it is funny, but I don't think it's meant to be a mockery of
that. You know, I don't want something that's farcical.
Yeah. All right. Well,
and so I'm in the market for a new sci-fi series. If somebody can recommend that, something with a vague military structure. You know. I respond well to that.
That's interesting.
Okay. I don't know why, but everything I've liked, like, you know, all the Star Treks are a military, and Stargate, Battlestar Galactica, you know, they're
these
the crews
where we out. Like we our tastes just depart so dramatically.
That's not the first place they depart.
Okay, point taken. It's just funny. Our Venn diagram is, I don't know. It's
a narrow little slice of where
but might pretty just be solid, that little overlap, you know?
Just General Hospital, right?
General Hospital, Ricky Lee Jones.
Oh, Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
Ricky Lee Jones.
Yes, and speaking of memes, have you seen that picture? Like, it's a dog in a car, and there's a sign.
Oh, there's like, the AC's on, and he's listening to Steely Dan.
Yeah,
yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I like that too. I don't know if that's what any of my dogs would have ever chosen, but
yeah, I don't think my dogs are Steely Dan fans. Actually, I don't know.
What do they like?
I don't know. Something a little more current, I want to say.
Well, you should ask your Google to put on dog music and see what
it comes. That's true.
I asked Google the other day. I don't know. I was just in a mood. And so I was asking it, like, the meaning of life. And it came on. The first thing it said was, like, some quote from Bill and Ted, you know.
Okay.
And then I kept probing it further, and it was going pretty well. Yeah, it was going into more philosophical stuff. But I was like, well, you know, God bless it for tackling it. You know, but it didn't blow me off. I was like,
okay.
It tries. God bless the little egg. It tries to find
and
something.
When you're asleep, it talks to all the other little eggs. And it's like, my God, I've got an idiot here. I can't take much more of her
Are
questions.
All the little eggs talking to each other?
I think so. Don't you?
That's a little creepy. Sometimes it does stuff when you're in the other room. You're like, huh? What are you talking?
It's probably not the egg. It's probably the You're hallucinating, Gia.
I was having it play Bee Gees today.
Nice little
Just a little Bee Gees break, you know.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we've kind of certainly stopped talking about General Hospital for a while.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll try again soon.
Okay, I'll get back on track here and watch some more. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right, dear.
Enjoy your fireworks tonight. Put on your thunder coat and go out and enjoy the fireworks.
Good thinking. Yep. All right, dear.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Say hi to Rory. Okay.
I will. All right. See you, everybody out there.
Bye.